The Minister for Education, Norma Foley, has said introducing free school books at post-primary level will be part of this year's budget negotiations. Free textbooks, copybooks and workbooks will be provided to all primary pupils for the first time this September. Speaking to reporters in Dublin outside, including our reporter Eleanor Burnhill, the Minister said that no parents can be compelled to make voluntary contributions to schools. But she started by talking about the free school book scheme.
This is, as I've said, a landmark day in Irish education. It's something I've been very keen to achieve since I've become minister. I believe sincerely in the importance of equality of opportunity and access in terms of education. And today we mark that at primary school in terms of the provision of free books. So it's a good day for parents and guardians, and it's a very good and positive day for our students, but a good day also for Irish education.
Can I ask you, this is for primary school children, but we've heard that the costs can treble for those sending their children to secondary school. Are there any plans to roll out this scheme for second level students?
Well, look, I'm very conscious, as I said, this has been an aspiration of mine since I've become minister. It is always necessary to take the first step, and the first step has been taken at primary school level, as I say, significant investment of €53 million. I've never made a secret of the fact that it is my absolute aspiration that we would achieve likewise at post-primary. It will be a consideration for the budget. There are many, many competing elements in terms of what we can achieve in budget, and I'm conscious of that as well. But it is certainly a strong aspiration of mine that over time we will be in a position to deliver similar at post-primary.
And can I ask you about a story in the Irish Times today that says that parents are still having to pay voluntary contributions totalling €28 million. So even as they're getting the free books, costs for a lot of parents are rising, as we've heard in the Bernardo surveys, causing sleepless nights for some.
Well, again, I want to be very clear in terms of voluntary contributions. No parent can be compelled to make a voluntary contribution to a school. And I have to keep reiterating that, because that is factual, that is provided for in the Education Act. And I think we're all very conscious of the burdens that are being placed on parents. And as I say, you know, today in terms of a €53 million investment, so that the burden, if you like, in terms of the cost of books is not being placed on the shoulders of parents at primary level. We've also invested significantly as a department and wider across government in terms of, as I said, the free books. We've made an additional €90 million available to schools in terms of energy costs. We've also introduced and increased the allocation for the back to school footwear and clothing allowance, equally so the expansion of DESH, and also the free hot school meals at primary as well. So government is very cognizant of, I suppose, the burdens that are placed on families at this point in time, and we're asking schools also to be mindful. No parent, no guardian can be compelled to make a voluntary contribution to a school.
So Minister, would you call on boards of management to ban voluntary contributions? Are they needed anymore?
Well, again, I'm saying to you, you know, we have consistently over 3 years since I've become Minister, we have increased funding into education. It has increased in the past 3 years by more than €1.5 billion. But I am conscious of the competing demands that schools have as well. But I want to be very clear. We have recognised the difficulties for schools. We have increased by €90 million in terms of funding to provide for energy costs and increases and all of that. But I am saying to schools, please be cognizant of the burdens that are placed on the shoulders of parents and guardians.
That was the Minister for Education, Norma Foley, speaking to reporters in Dublin this afternoon.